we're looking at the number 2, number 4, number 5, and number 7 team losing. So when all the dust settles, we're left with LSU, Alabama, and Arkansas. 1, 2, 3. And we were joking around a little bit earlier how idiotic it was for people to say that if you're not the best team in your division, you can't go to the national championship. Well, you might not be the second, or you might not even be the third best team in your division. You might go to the national championship, two of you, the way this is shaping up.
Yeah, people don't like it from what I've seen even today. I mean, you listen to the media, and there's this idea that college football, the BCS, the SEC, this is way too regional right now, that we're looking at eliminating, fair or not fair, a lot of the country's interest. One, because you had a very hyped game in that LSU-Alabama game that, again, fair or not fair, people weren't entertained by to the degree that they wanted to be. So to see not only those teams back looking like they're going to play each other again, but to add another team from that division, so many members of the media say, you know, I've lost interest. I know a lot of fans have lost interest because we want a national landscape here, and it's been not only regional, but concentrated on one division. Now, you and I do this every week. We think that we're judging based on the football and the teams, and so this looks fair to us in terms of how it's lined up, but you can understand from an excitement and fan perspective why people seem to be so upset.
Well, here's the problem, because I agree, and there's a part of me, I'm no SEC lover, right. So I'd love to see somebody else get in there. Yeah, who?
That's the
issue. How can you go on the air and say that this isn't the way it should be? Should we just send an inferior team in there because we feel bad that the SEC is so good? That doesn't make any sense.
It's so hilarious when you hear people talk about Nebraska going and playing Miami when they didn't win their conference was a joke. You know, people, you can't bring up things that happened in the past. This idea of not winning a division, we're so focused on it, and by we, I mean the media, fans, this idea that how can you possibly send a team and claim that they're the best in the country when they haven't even won their own division? That's not the right argument to choose. It's not the right way to look at it. We're trying to figure out how do we get number one versus number two, and if the rest of the country, if these other conferences are not helping us make that decision easier, then we have to go with these teams that look like the clear-cut 1, 2, and 3, and it is what it is. You know,
the only team I can begin to make a case for is Oklahoma right. State, coming off of one of the worst losses I've seen this yeah. year. So this is the 1, 2, and 3, whether you like it or not. Right. There's a part of me that doesn't like it. I'd love to see somebody else in there, but I don't want to see Stanford in there. They don't deserve it. If Oklahoma State beats Oklahoma, okay, then you could argue that they deserve a shot, but not over LSU or Alabama, or if Arkansas beats LSU, so there's not really much you can go on unless you're saying we don't want a rematch to happen so badly that we're willing to call a national championship game. Yep. A national championship game when it shouldn't be.
And, you know, the sentiment, look, we're going to get the BCS up for review this summer. So for everybody that wants a change, I actually think we might have some changes. I don't know how big they'll be, but next year there might be some changes.
There are going to be some other conferences that are going to want some changes, that's for
sure. But until then, we have to go with what we have. And right now, 1, 2, and 3 is correct. It's lined up the way that it's been lined up through the season. It's not something that we can control, but the SEC West, it's just not their fault that they start the year in the same division.
It's not the SEC West's fault that Boise State lost,
right.
or that Stanford didn't show up against Oregon, or that Oklahoma State coughed that game up. It's not their fault that they're going out and winning their football games, and the rest of the nation is falling on its face.
And it doesn't hurt the SEC's case that if you look at national championships and the way they've performed, why shouldn't we look at putting two of them in there? Because other conferences can't beat them in a national championship. Let's
maybe they can
together.
Beat each other. Yeah, right. Seriously. So, obviously, right now, it's LSU 1, Alabama 2, and both are double-digit favorites this week. Alabama going into Auburn as, I believe, it's a 4-touchdown favorite, which I think is kind of funny. It might be a 3-touchdown favorite. Regardless, it's pretty darn funny to me that the Iron Bowl has come to this, especially considering Auburn just won it last year. Granted, a much different Auburn team. I expect Alabama to win comfortably here, but just kind of a funny spread for the history of that game. But of course, the one we're all looking at, 1 versus 3, LSU Arkansas. You have some ties back in your early fanhood to Arkansas. I'd like you to help me see how Arkansas gets the upset this weekend.
Well, I mean, it's a tough... The first thing...
This Friday, I should say.
This Friday, and it's a short week, but they're used to playing this game on a Friday every year. You know, understanding these two teams well, it's easy and probably right to look at the Alabama-Arkansas game as a barometer. Clearly, Alabama and LSU are very similar in their types. The game's going to be at home for LSU as it was for Alabama when they played Arkansas. And at the end of the day, what it comes down to with this Arkansas team, they're one of the only teams in the country with the personnel at wide receiver to give the best secondary in the country a run. The issue is, if Tyler Wilson, the quarterback, has no time to pass, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter if those receivers beat Tyrann Mathieu and Morris Claiborne one-on-one, because what happened in the Alabama game, Tyler Wilson had no time to throw. It's an offensive line in Arkansas that still has some kinks to work out. They've improved, but not enough to the point where you can guarantee that they're ready for this game, because they weren't for the game against Alabama. The trick with this game is, if Arkansas has time to throw, they have a puncher's chance. There's a reason they're a two-touchdown underdog, and that's because conventional wisdom says Tyler Wilson will have no time to pass, because this might be a better defensive line, particularly pass rushing, than the Alabama defensive line that took them on. You're dealing with an Arkansas team that has a lot more confidence than it did, because it's in a position to do something that's pretty remarkable. But there's obviously a strong reason to like LSU as a two-touchdown favorite. Arkansas has the personnel to make it interesting if they get time to throw.
Arkansas, the big difference between this game and the Alabama game isn't personnel, and it's, in my opinion, recent form.
Right.
Because LSU's obviously cruising. Yep. They've been cruising all season. But the way Arkansas has played the last couple of games, they look sharp.
Yep.
And let's also, of course, not forget the last 4 years between these two teams, Arkansas has been the biggest thorn in LSU's side. This is the best LSU team of the bunch, yep. But there's no way that LSU is going into this game feeling like a two-touchdown favorite.
Yeah, it's two funny stats. One, you know, LSU, they are 11-0 for the first time since 1958. As good as this program's been, they're just not used to being in this position to go undefeated. Now, they don't have to go undefeated to win a national championship. That's the amazing thing. Things can still play out for them.
Definitely.
The fact that they have a chance to is something I know Les Miles wants to preach to his team, that let's make history, let's do it with an undefeated season. Let's take care of two very tough games if you get through Arkansas and then playing Georgia. So they're certainly motivated. The interesting thing, though, the last time they won a national championship was with two losses. One of them was to Arkansas in Baton Rouge at the very end of the year. Amazingly, there's a scenario out there that they could lose the last week of the regular season to Arkansas at home again and still have a chance to win a national title. How many programs are in a position where you can afford to lose at home in the last week end of a season and still have a chance to go on and win a national title? If they did it two times in 4 years, I that'd be something I've never heard of.
So it's going to take Arkansas giving their quarterback time to throw.
Mm-hmm.
How realistic is that?
It's not realistic if you consider what LSU has been able to do all season to everybody. And this Arkansas offensive line isn't better than Alabama's offensive line. It's the best receiving core that LSU has seen all season. But it's hard to imagine on the road a place that this is the problem for Arkansas. They've been bad on the road. If this game was in Fayetteville, in Little Rock, I would give them a pretty good shot. That's where they're used to winning games. And the last two games, the reason they've been so good, even against weaker competition, is because they've been at home. The competition is only part of it for Arkansas, because when you look at their games against Vanderbilt and Ole Miss, and those are worse teams than the teams they played the last 2 weeks, but they were poor. And this road atmosphere, even away from home against Texas A&M on a neutral site, they weren't good at all. They were blown out by Alabama on the road. It's a tempo offense. It's an offense that Bobby Petrino needs to feel good and feel comfortable. And when you go into maybe the hardest place to play in America, in Death Valley, again, there's a reason they're a two-touchdown underdog. But the way that you can at least look forward to this maybe being a fun game to watch is that if they can find the form they've had these last 2 weeks and bring it on the road, because this is the best they've looked all season, even going back to the start of the season. These last 2 weeks, they found a running game with Dennis Johnson. They've incorporated a fullback. They have a tight end in Chris Gregg playing better than ever. So they have every part of an offense that you could possibly want. If that offense is able to carry the momentum into Baton Rouge and get off to a good start, they have a history of playing well in this series. If they can get all of that rolling, then maybe they have an outside chance chance to make it interesting.
Now, what about the defense? Because obviously LSU, after that Alabama game, is known for having a bad offense to a lot of people. But when you look at the statistics, yeah, they don't have a star on this offense, arguably. But Jordan Jefferson's been playing really well since he's taken over the starting job. He hasn't had to do much. He only threw 7 passes last week. But they're running the ball well, obviously. They don't have to do a whole lot. But if this offense puts up 17 to 21 points, that's usually more than enough. Is Arkansas going to be able to do enough to stop this, maybe not fancy offense, but a very effective offense?
Yeah, you know, the interesting, everybody's going to want to focus on the Arkansas offense against the LSU defense, and rightfully so. This may be the more decisive part of the game, because what's interesting is Arkansas is about to take on an LSU offense that isn't too far from them. I mean, Arkansas leads the conference in total offense, scoring offense, passing offense, but if you look at LSU, they're right behind them in scoring offense, and amazingly, running a 2-quarterback system with Jarrett Lee and Jordan Jefferson, they produced a passing efficiency rating in the top 10 nationally. Wow. With 2 quarterbacks that are really at the helm right now. So that's remarkable. They give up the fewest turnovers in the country, 6 all year. Like you said, they have a legitimate running game with 2 guys that can take it the distance with Spencer Ware and Jason Ford. They've been a load all season. There's really nothing to dislike about this offense. Like you said, this LSU in the last 5 years has been a program that's won not with any one guy, but with a plethora of guys. Even when they won the national championship in 08, they didn't have that one guy that you looked for. They just win with depth, and they have depth at every position on offense too, especially along the line. Reuben Randall's still playing well. It's a much better offense than people probably think, and we've seen that the last few weeks. This is an offense that scored 35 points or more in all but 2 games this season. I mean, they put up points. They're tremendously balanced right now, and they're taking on an Arkansas defense that's just middle of the road, to be honest. 44th nationally in total defense, 70th against the run. It's not a great defense. It's been better. It's been opportunistic lately, but it's not a defense that you would look as being dominant enough to stop this rushing game in particular. So, you know, there's plenty to like on both sides of the ball for LSU. The only thing that Arkansas can hope is that their very good recent form continues in this game.
The only way I give Arkansas any shot is if they get out to a huge start. And by huge, it can't just be a touchdown. That's not going to phase LSU. It has to be 14, 21. And that's really hard to see happening in LSU. Yeah. But if they get ahead and they actually force LSU to throw the ball, we haven't seen LSU in a position where they've had to throw the ball or had to play catch up, because they just have never had to. That's a position that, at that point, I don't really like LSU's chances. But in what alternate universe does Arkansas get out to a 17-3 lead?
You do make a great point, though, because there's one area, and only one area, that we don't quite know what LSU's got, and that's, can they throw the ball when everyone knows they're going to throw
it? Right, because all that passing efficiency is great, but when you're only throwing the ball 10 or 11 times a game, that helps your efficiency.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, the other thing I guess we can look at as an edge for one team or the other is special teams, as it always is with LSU. Now, they are incredibly strong in the kicking game, so they've got an edge there. But if Arkansas is going to have a chance to get short fields, and they're going to need short fields against a team like LSU, there might not be a better return team in the country than Arkansas. They can take it the distance on any kind of kick, a punt, a kick return. Dennis Johnson, Joe Adams lighting up the highlight reel seemingly every week. If they can somehow get short fields as they've done throughout the season, that's going to help them against the best defense in the country, obviously. And so that's another edge potentially to keep them in the game.
So it sounds like we're not giving Arkansas a lot of a chance. Of course, after last week, and considering this history, I'm not even close to saying Arkansas doesn't have a chance. Right. But from an X's and O's perspective, it certainly doesn't look like
Our heads should tell us LSU by a touchdown or two. Our hearts and maybe our recent college football feelings tell us that this could be one of those games.
Let's figure that Arkansas wins this game. And for this exercise, let's say Arkansas wins this game by a field goal or so. If Arkansas wins this game comfortably in Baton Rouge, they're going to be the number one team in the country. There's nothing you could do at that point. But let's say Arkansas wins this game by 3. How would you rank those three 11-1 teams, LSU, Arkansas, and Alabama, who all had a win and a loss against each other.
Yeah, boy, it would be tough. The conventional thought that I've heard is that the way it would go is Alabama, if they win, move up to one.
If Arkansas was to beat LSU and Alabama beats Auburn,
right, they would move to one.
Right.
And Arkansas in the human polls would move to two, forcing LSU at three. The computer, however, would still have LSU in a position to stay in the BCS formula at number two. And then you'd have Alabama. That's how it's been read to be believed.
Wait, so you'd have Alabama at one, LSU at two, Arkansas at three. Arkansas wouldn't move. They wouldn't
move
the
up.
Win.
They'd move up in the human polls, but the computer might, depending on how many human votes come in or how the computers like them. The computers love LSU. They only like Oklahoma State more. So, which is still ironic that Oklahoma State has that much love in the computers, but that's the computers. And that could be enough, even with a narrow loss, to keep LSU into that two spot with Alabama at one. It's interesting that even if you look at LSU moving down behind Alabama, it would be interesting to have that discussion, because what a one-loss LSU team even need to move below Alabama. But the thought is, if they lose a game this late in the season, they would. The way I'd have it is I would split the teams and have Arkansas in between Alabama and LSU in some order if Arkansas won, only because the argument that Arkansas could make is, if you like head-to-head, if that's what you value, then we should be ahead of LSU. If you like body of work, resume, which is what would keep LSU ahead of Arkansas, it's the only thing that could keep them ahead, is their strength of schedule and their body of work. Well, then Arkansas has a case to be made over Alabama, because Alabama only has a win over Penn State outside of their win against Arkansas. Arkansas, whether we like them or not, has a win over number 12, South Carolina. That's only two spots away from number 10, Oregon. So you could even say that Arkansas's got a resume competitive enough to stay with LSU, but the reality is that would be their body of work argument that they could have over Alabama. So either way, if Arkansas goes in and gets the best win of any team in college football to this point in the season on the road, it could be enough that if you like body of work or you like head-to-head, that they find a way to split those two teams at 1-2 right now.
It's hard for me to wrap my mind around Alabama 1, LSU 2, Arkansas 3, in that you'd have the reverse order of how those teams beat each other on the field.
Unbelievable, and that's what Brad Edwards, the guy that does all the BCS work for ESPN, I couldn't believe that that's the logic that he came up with, but when he punched in all of the numbers, if it's that close three-point win, because anything 10 or more, obviously, for Arkansas would be a dream result for them, but if it's that three-point win and Alabama comfortably handles Auburn, amazingly, that's the feeling that these experts have right now. It doesn't mean that the human polls would have it that way, but that's the way that they're projecting it to potentially go.
For me, I think you were saying that you could argue that Arkansas and LSU's body of work are similar. I think LSU's is somewhat substantially better. Now, you can't look at that win over South Carolina and say that South Carolina didn't have Marcus Lattimore, so it shouldn't count as much for Arkansas, because obviously, you know, that's a personnel thing. But for me, from an eyeball test perspective, that factors in. The Texas A&M game at a neutral field was a good win for Arkansas. Texas A&M, 6-5, they haven't had the year we expected them to have, but you look at the both Arkansas and LSU had wins over Auburn at home. That's a wash. The LSU win over Alabama and the Arkansas win over LSU, both on the road, both by, say, a field goal, about a wash. Yeah. You could argue the LSU win, Arkansas beating LSU would be slightly better, but about a wash. So you're left with the Oregon game on a neutral field at West Virginia, and Florida, I don't love the Florida win, but if we're going to count the 6-5 Texas A&M win, we might as well count the 6-5 Florida win. So, to me, LSU definitely has that. But then, Alabama does probably have the worst of the body of work argument.
Right.
But they have the best win of the three, assuming that we're talking about these head-to-heads. Right. They killed Arkansas while these other two games were close. So, I think, personally, I would go LSU 1, Arkansas 2, Alabama 3.
Right.
I would have Arkansas jump Alabama, because I still think LSU's body of work is the best. And yes, losing this game at home is pretty brutal, but I still like their season the best, and not taking timing into account, I would have to put Arkansas ahead of Alabama.
And the amazing thing is, if that plays out, Arkansas represents the SEC West in the championship game, and LSU sits at 2, but probably a lock, obviously, to still get in. It's just about waiting for against who. Would it be against Arkansas if they beat Georgia, or would they face Alabama again? Who knows? You know, who knows how that would play out, but that certainly is a scenario that could still happen. If LSU loses a game this late in the year, you'd think they'd move down, but given the teams that they're in the running with, we're already in unprecedented territory. So even though Brad Edwards makes a living doing this, I'm not sure that we can guarantee that his logic will hold up.
No, I don't think you can guarantee anything if that happened. How would you rank the three if you had to?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I like LSU the most of this group right now. If they lost a close game to Arkansas by 3 at home, it would be a big blow, because obviously Alabama lost at home to them. But it's one of those things where, man, when you lose a game this late in the year at home, there's something to be said about that, especially against a team that you are still a 2-touchdown favorite against. But I think my gut would say, given that that's still their first loss, and if it was only by 3, LSU, Arkansas, Alabama makes sense to me.
Wow, it will be crazy to see how that shakes out if Arkansas can find a way. If Arkansas doesn't find a way, it's LSU, Alabama, undisputed.
Now, what you have to hope for if you're an Oklahoma State fan, and it's a lot to hope for, but you hope LSU just wins out. Like, if you're an Oklahoma State fan, your only hope with LSU, take care of your business, eliminate Arkansas altogether from the discussion, give them 2 losses, go ahead and beat Georgia for good measure, stay at 0, and be an undefeated team going into the national title. You gotta hope for Auburn to beat Alabama. There's no other way around it. If Auburn beats Alabama, then that clears Arkansas out, and it clears Alabama out. But that's what you know. It's a lot to hope for to ask Auburn.
But if Alabama beats Auburn, does Oklahoma State have any chance? Because I still think, even though that Oklahoma win now would be a lot worse, Oklahoma State, still one loss team. Still, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how the Big 12 behind the SEC is the next best conference. Oklahoma State has a pretty strong body of work. They have a lot of impressive wins. Oklahoma would be another one. Any chance at all, with considering how much the computers love this team, any chance at all there's enough human votes to bump Bama, or is it?
I mean, I definitely thought, because the computers have them number one, how can they not be in it? Everywhere you read, they say that if Alabama wins, they're a lock one way or another to be in the national championship. Amazing news to me, because like you said, are we really going to take the entire season of praising the Big 12 and throw that out, even though Oklahoma State, that loss is fresh in our mind that they just had, but are we really going to throw out an entire season's worth of praising this conference because of the end?
And let's not forget that we talk about people wanting a national game and people wanting to see a bit more exciting of a game, maybe. And Oklahoma State, we both feel, wouldn't match up well against LSU, but they'd certainly bring the firepower into that game. Oklahoma State over Alabama, you'd have a lot of very angry fans in Tuscaloosa, obviously, and you'd have a lot of people, the two of us included, that wouldn't say that's fair, but it wouldn't be blasphemy for a one-loss Oklahoma State team. So maybe if you want to have something that isn't a rematch, you could make that argument, but I don't know if they're actually going to factor any of that in, or if that's just, you know, me thinking too much.
I mean, it just doesn't help Oklahoma State that, because Alabama is ranked where they are right now, they have to go that extra mile of jumping them. Now, a win over Oklahoma is a big statement, and they get to make it after Alabama's through, potentially, assuming they're not in the SEC title game. But it's one of those things where it doesn't look right now like people are giving Oklahoma State, the number one team in the computers, a chance to jump Alabama. We'll see, but it looks like they're on the outside looking in.